This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Funerals and visitations planned over the next 2.5 weeks in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 children and two teachers killed by a gunman last week. Governor Greg Abbott.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil.
He says Texans must unite in support of the community. There are questions about why it took police more than an hour to take the gunman down. The AP's Jennifer King.
At a news conference Friday, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCross, said officers on the scene should not have waited to go in.
Where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period.
Blame has fallen on the school district's police chief, Pete Arredondo, who told more than a dozen officers to wait in a hallway until finally a Border Patrol tactical team used a key to unlock the classroom door and kill the gunman. The excruciating delay has left Uvalde residents struggling with the idea that a well-liked local lawman just elected to a spot on the city council made the wrong decision. The Justice Department has announced plans to look into the law enforcement response.
The mayor of Severodonetsk says the city in eastern Ukraine is being destroyed block by block by Russian forces. He says they've taken about half of the city. Here at home, the price of gas is still going up. It's $4.62 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 45 cents in a month. A year ago, gas was $3.04 a gallon on average, says the AAA. President Biden will meet with the Fed chief, Jerome Powell, today to talk about inflation. A 9-year-old girl attacked by a cougar in Washington State is recovering from wounds to her head and upper body. The girl was attacked after wandering up a trail while camping with others who rushed in to help her. Tomorrow, Shanghai, China's biggest city, will take steps toward reopening after a 2-month COVID lockdown. This is AP News. Regulators in the U.S. and Canada are looking into a hepatitis outbreak that may be linked to fresh organic strawberries.
In a joint weekend statement, the FDA and the Public Health Agency of Canada said illnesses in Minnesota, California, and Canada occurred after people ate fresh Campo and HEB brand strawberries. The agency said the purchase dates were March 5th through April 25th. They were sold at various U.S. retailers, including Aldi, Kroger, Safeway, Walmart, and Trader Joe's. The FDA says there have been 17 illnesses and 12 hospitalizations reported in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police say somebody busted into the altar at a New York City church, stole a $2 million gold relic, and removed the head from a statue of an angel. It happened at St. Augustine's Roman Catholic Church, known as the Notre Dame of Brooklyn's Park Slope neighborhood. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.